Hello, and welcome to the Equality, Diversity and Inclusivity podcast in conjunction with Pride Month. My name is Alex Pearson, and this is the second episode in a three-part series all about why Pride is important and an opportunity to share some of our experiences where discrimination and inequality has taken place in our lifetime. Throughout the series, I am joined by five guests, Transformation and Customer Director George Mallon, Director of People Simona Ricketts, Senior Customer Service Advisor Alex Dick, Quality and Compliance Manager Andrew Quirk, and Contract Manager Charlotte Kinnaird. In this episode, we discuss whether we feel society is becoming more inclusive of the LGBTQ plus community.
I'll take this one first. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I see it, you know, the area I live now compared to when I, you know, where I grew up and still I've moved back into the same area. You know, you see it, and I think again that's generational. And as we get older, you know, generations are more accepting and things like that. So I do believe that, you know, society is becoming more inclusive, but there's still a hell of a long way to go. And that's our job, I believe, as individuals to be able to, you know, to change that narrative and to, you know, to normalize but not forget or, you know, ignore what people have gone through. We need to learn and continue to do that. You know, just this week there's been, you know, in Liverpool that it was on the news that there was a, you know, they're calling it a hate crime of a young student in the city centre who was beaten up, happens to be gay, just walking through the streets. Now obviously you can sit there and say, yeah, but it could have been anyone. It just because he's gay doesn't mean that's why he was picked on. But at the same time, there was nothing really else that would have caused that, is what the police are saying. So, you know, I think you hear about it often, and I think society as a whole is getting better. There's definitely been improvements, and I've seen that and witnessed that myself as an individual within this community. But I've also been on the, you know, seen on the others on the receiving end of the more negative, the negative elements of society not accepting them or being inclusive. So absolutely, I'd acknowledge major steps forward, and organizations doing things like this is brilliant, to be fair. But at the same time, I'll always default to we can do more, and not just as an organization but as a society.
George, do you think partly it's also a generational issue in that, and I'll give you a real life example in a second, but I think as education and as society develops, it is getting better, and I think the younger people are now certainly don't have those prejudices that existed in the 70s and the 80s, which is really fantastic. But I tend to go to the gym at 6:30 in the morning, and it tends to be a lot of older people are in there as well. And one of them made a comment just this week, which was completely inappropriate about sexuality. So do you think part of it is you'll get the younger people through education, but how do you tackle the older generations and changing those outdated and negative, hateful, you know, perceptions?
Some people are set in the ways, you'll never change them. You know, that's just who they are. That's their default as an individual. Others, though, are open to learn and to, you know, to experience. And, you know, I remember when I came out, 20 odd years ago, you know, I was so worried about telling grandparents and older generation of people in my family. And I was, honestly, the level of fear I had that was ingrained within me. I had nothing to back it up in regard to why I felt like that, but it just felt I was so scared to do it. And, you know, everyone was supportive. I had quite a good coming out, you know, on the face of it, which was great. But I do know others who struggled. And I just think, you know, it's our opportunity to you know, I keep going back to educate people. And I think, you know, you almost border on the realms of gender being, you know, fluid and all of the different, you know, the spectrum of you know, sexuality that people, you know, identify as. All of these things are massive steps forward, and they're different to when I first came out. This wasn't really something that was spoken about. So always and forever on an educational journey in regards to this and listening to other people's experiences. But at the same time, you know, I take it upon myself and, you know, others around me to do that. Almost, like I said before, normalize it to the point of it's okay, but not take away from people's experiences or what they've lived through. And also challenge it. You know, my personal view is if I've seen it and witnessed it and I don't like it, I'll open my mouth and say something about it. And I don't mean that as, you know, as in an aggressive way, but I'll certainly challenge inequality or behaviours that I don't like, or people being, you know, victimised because of their, you know, sexuality or gender.
Again, thanks to social media and people voting with their feet, TV has now, you know, raised it. Stars and celebrities, it's a sort of, I'm sometimes a bit dubious as to whether they're doing it to be in the moment or to actually genuinely support it. I think over time, they're now being more genuine rather than jumping on the bandwagon because it's a money thing, you know? So, yeah, a lot has changed now. So, yeah, it is now as normal as, you know, as taking a walk, you know, it's, which is a good thing. It's taken a long journey, but yeah, it is as normal as every day. And I'm glad about that, because now the indoctrination that people felt when they were back in my age has finally been hopefully put to rest and left in the dust.
Yeah, and we've got to remember Pride is about encouraging like it to be normal as well, because like, as George was saying about hate crime in the last year, that my friends who were getting married last week, they refused to hold hands out in the streets or anything just because of the how uncomfortable people make them feel. And that's so sad that in this day and age, even though our children are being brought up, you know, to see it as the norm, that people, and they're in their 30s, feel that they can't actually be themselves out on the street. You know, we have to educate people. It is our responsibility, everyone's responsibility.
Thank you for listening to episode 2. If you missed episode 1, you can catch up on the whole series by heading to podbean.com and download the episodes. In the final episode, we will be talking about experiences of discrimination and inequality we've come across inside and outside the workplace. See you there.